My workflow sucks. Why did I invent it? Mike, we got to optimize our workflows sometimes, and I have found no better way to do it than with NordPass Business, a platform where your company's digital wealth is managed. It's a password manager. You know what this is.
I've used password managers in the past, JF. I'm highly familiar with password managers, and this one is, I would say it's no different, but actually it's a cut above the rest.
Cream of the crop is the way I would describe NordPass, because you're going to save time and energy with it, and it's going to allow your team, whether that's a team of one or 1 million, that's a big team, to focus on what matters most. NordPass eases the burden of access to business accounts, making it possible for your team to work across devices and apps uninterrupted. Just log into your accounts in seconds, securely share sensitive data with your colleagues, and make payments efficiently backed by the highest standard of cybersecure technology. That sounds like it's from the future, but the reality is it's the business of today. And if you don't have this, you know, you're behind the times, right?
I feel like they went to the future and brought back some technology.
Well, some people say that that's happened, actually. Some people believe that we have been either contacted by people further in the future who have invented the technology to come back and contact us, or perhaps even other interplanetary civilizations have made contact and have said, this is some good business software that you might be able to use in your deployment. Think about this. Store and access your online accounts from anywhere. How often do you or your colleagues keep passwords in notebooks, on sticky notes, or scattered spots on work computers? Maybe even reusing passwords. Don't reuse passwords. That's not good to do. But sometimes you do it, and that's not good. What would happen, for instance, if you had to wait to get access to certain accounts when the main account holders are off sick or on vacation or visiting another world?
Sometimes you could make just like a junk password for something, and it doesn't matter.
No,
ABC
no, no.
ABC123.
No.
If it's just something stupid. You know.
Employees spend 11 hours a year resetting their passwords. I think they're kind of stretching. I want to say they're sort of stretching out. I don't think it should take that long. Some of these guys are not resetting their passwords as quick as they possibly should. But for bigger orgs, that could represent a productivity loss of $5.2 million, according to Yubico. And that's something that you just can't afford to lose. $5.2 million? I'd rather have it than lose it. With NordPass, you can make payments and purchases without delay. You don't have to wait while you get access to the company card. It's all stored right there for you securely in NordPass. And you can keep your sensitive information updated and safe, whether it's an alarm code, credentials, PINs. I call them PIN numbers, but I know that's a waste of time, too. That actually cost me over $10 million last year saying PIN number instead of PIN.
You lose fucking 20 hours a year off of your life.
I got to stop saying PIN number and ATM machine, and I'm working on it very strongly. Wi-Fi passwords as well. That's a big one. What if you could securely share those credentials, payment information, other companies' sensitive data with your colleagues with just one click? How much of your precious, precious time on planet Earth or other planets far beyond our stars would you get back? You can find out at nordpass.com/YKS. Tired of spending days or weeks granting access to company systems to new employees during onboarding, or worse still, failing to revoke access to team members who have parted ways with the company? Oh boy, what a bummer that is. And who should be the first to know about a breach of your company data? A customer, a competitor, or a news outlet? I don't think so. Put NordPass to work for you by going to nordpass.com/YKS. You can see it in action right now with a 3-month free trial, again at nordpass.com/YKS.
Well, it's time to crack another six pack of Kickstarters. Hope that these ones don't suck too bad. Cause I'm thinking these ones sticking might finally be the thing that makes Mike and JF go mad.
That's okay.
I still keep drinking that garbage.
That's okay.
I still keep drinking it up. Cause I love it and I need it. And this is your Kickstarter Sucks the podcast.
Hi, I remembered why I called in the first place. Forget all the store brand flavors, they're very good. But the point is, they just need to add some more fucking powder to those things. I mean, they're like a buck cheaper than the stuff that, you know, is like branded by actual like Doritos. But, you know, just add more powder. It costs like 25 cents at max. And also, I guess the obvious fat guy tip is whenever you buy that stuff, open chips from the bottom. You know, they're all on the shelf, you know, label side up. But you know, turn them upside down and all the flavor fell to the bottom. Now the things on top are the best. Anywho, bye.
Everybody, welcome to YKS. Our demands are simple. We want more powder in the chip bag, and we want the chip bag upside down.
Great voice on that. Okay, on that person.
I actually thought that when...
Isn't that crazy?
The voicemail started, I thought somebody had hooked it up to hello, like the
movie phone guy.
The movie phone guy, basically, yeah. Hey, if you're not making some coin on the side on your voice,
you need to get your ass in fucking gear.
You better do it. You better
get the golden voice.
You better get yourself a Blue Yeti microphone. You better get yourself.
Here's what's up about the chips. Here's what's up.
I agree with this. This happened to come through. It came through the line here. It came through the news desk at such a time when my kid. So my 9-year old is experiencing peer pressure at school, and you know it's nothing bad. It's nothing we got to get all in arms about. We got to go run into the school and start doing citizens' arrests with zip ties and stuff like that. It's not like that. She's experiencing peer pressure because the other children in her class claim to like Takis chips. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what she says they're saying.
And she doesn't like them? Or?
And she's like, can you please get some Takis chips for me to try?
Mm.
I'm like, I don't know, baby. I think they might be a little spicy for you.
Too hot, yeah.
They're a little spicy for you. And she's like, no, I really want to try them. Everybody says they're so good. So-and-so in my, you know, Braden in my class brings the little bag of Takis chips in for lunch and eats them. I'm like, all right, let's do it. I want you to be cool. Hey, I want you to be with the cool kids eating Takis chips, okay?
Don't want to be a fucking nerd.
So I guess
that's hard, man. You know, like you want your kid to be cool and stuff, but they're just like, they're doing their own thing, especially when they're in the teens, man. You can't.
Yeah.
You got nothing.
Along those same lines, I was watching something. This is another one of those things. I just get hit with this, the algorithm. Some guy's talking about like, you know, here's what I would do. Well, from 3 to 7, you just make your kid try as much stuff as they possibly can. And then after that, you tell them to focus on like one thing. And then from there, then you can like, sports or whatever it is. Yeah. I'm like, I ask my kids every year, hey, you guys want to do something? And they go, no. And I go, okay, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You make them do what? You throw them in the van and drive them to fucking hockey or something? They don't want to do it? Are you nuts?
They don't want to do it. You're not going to. What are you going to do? They're not interested in stuff. You just got to keep plugging away or whatever, finding new shit. That's what I'm doing. I'm driving myself crazy. Like,
yeah.
Bro, you want to take fucking pilot lessons or something, bro? Let's do it.
That's what it is. It's really, I guess that's part of it that I just don't, that's part of the parenting experience that I haven't done a lot of. I'm not doing the thing where I'm like, I'm signing up to spend hundreds of dollars and tens of hours making you do something you swear up and down you don't like in the hopes that one day the switch flips and you go, Dad, I'm so glad you woke up at 4 a.m. every morning and took me out to
do softball.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
That really made all the difference in my life. Here I am. Now I'm on a $6,500 scholarship to college. Thanks to you. It cost $300,000, but thank you for the push. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. I take him at their word. You say you want to go.
Yeah.
You want to go play video games? I mean, whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to make you not do it.
Yeah, but you feel like a bad parent doing that. Feel like a fucking shitty parent, like being like, well, fuck. And he's just fucking sitting around all day. You know, is he... Should I get him a fucking drone or a fucking some type of engineering thing or like robotics kit or something?
Yeah.
It's like you get it for him and he's like stares at it. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go play a fucking Roblox.
Yeah. I don't know what to do other than to just chalk it up to like, well, there are kids, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I say it all the time. I don't know where he gets it from.
Yeah. Just
lacks and days ago, doesn't want to do anything. I don't know. I think it's his mom.
So I get the Takis chips though. And I don't know. This is the thing about the Takis chips is they all are designed to look like butt pain, like torture heat. I mean, that's part of the branding of the Takis chip. So I don't know which one to get. I've had the blue heat before. Is blue heat below in fuego? How are you supposed to make that determination?
How are you supposed to know?
I'm pretty sure they literally say like house, but like there's like a spicy meter on the bags. Or
is there?
I'm like fairly certain there is. Yeah.
Check the spice meter.
That's one of those things where it's like there's five little things on the spice meter, and yeah. they're only either four or five.
I was in the store the other day. I was in the store and I saw those. My kid likes those ramen bowls, you know, that you fucking microwave or something.
Yeah.
And so he likes those. He's like, they're spicy. I like it or whatever. So I went to the fucking store and like they have one that's like they have like the peppers on it to show you how spicy it is.
Yes,
the they peppers. Have one with one pepper and then one with like four or five peppers and there's no in between. I'm like, what the
how
fuck?
Are you? Yeah, where's just like the Verde version of yeah. this? Yeah, I'm not seeing now, Dan. I want. Oh wait. Is this it here? The little bar on the side here? It says extreme.
Yeah,
oh,
wow. That's it there.
Okay, well, I bought the Fuego and that says extreme and she's not into that. So maybe that's the problem. Okay, what does Blue Heat say? Blue Heat doesn't have one. No, Blue Heat is...
There's no meter on that?
Bro, it's also extreme.
What the fuck?
I think it's the orange. You want the orange bag.
The orange bag?
Get the orange bag, JF.
Okay, I'm looking. You tell me, Dan, you tell me which ones I'm supposed to get for my kid here. Because here's Fuego. That's all the way. You got Blue Heat all the way extreme. There's Fiesta size. That's still Fuego flavor.
Explosion what? Is what it's called.
I mean, what?
There's also queso TNT. Crunchy queso. Fajitas.
Okay.
Scorpion barbecue. Volcano queso. This is crazy.
You can't be telling me I need to get the volcano queso.
You just get the hot ones.
I mean.
What are you talking about?
This is too difficult. Okay. Crunchy fajitas looks like it's mild, maybe. But Nitro and Fuego and Blue Heat are all mega extreme, so there's just no.
What about okay. what happened to just ranking stuff 1 through 10?
Yeah,
is this a 10 on the heat scale?
Thank you. Yeah, maybe 9.5. You want to get specific, but gee whiz. Anyway, so she doesn't like them; they're too hot for her. And I've been eating them. My takeaway from the Takis is look, the flavor itself is a success, but they dump those things. There's more powder on one Takis chip than leading snack scientists of the 1970s thought was possible to put in an entire bag of Doritos at that time. Like,
you could go back in time and show a caveman a Takis chip, and he'd blow his brains out on the spot. He couldn't handle it.
They're so fucking good, and they are so. Like, they're so salty, you take a bite of one and you go, oh, my addiction center is firing off in my brain while I'm eating this. This is not like, you start looking around to see if somebody is bearing down on you with a bow and arrow, like a deer at a salt lick, because you know, oh, this is too good to be naturally occurring. Like, this is someone set a trap for me with how good this tastes in my mouth. You
the
know?
Predator starts clicking on a tree branch behind Just tell her to be like, tell her your little friends. I used to like those, but now I actually hate them. I thought they were cool a long time ago when I was stupid. Actually, I'm smart now.
Oh, you're still eating Takis chips?
That's funny.
I've moved on to Goldfish with the normal amount of powder.
And everybody's eating Goldfish with the normal powder now.
Yeah, actually, plain Goldfish, actually, really, there's a lot of stuff. You haven't had those yet? Oh, I don't know if you could handle the plain. I don't know if you can handle the plain soup cracker Goldfish.
Nice blue mouth, though. Bye.
Yeah, you got to bully
Dad,
the other
it didn't
kids.
Work. They beat me up.
The teacher kicked me out of class. I'm in second grade again.
And everybody's calling me Goldfish Girl. Thank you for nothing. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do to help these guys.
That is basically, that's the sum of the advice that I would give, is to basically be, if someone's being mean to you, I say, you be mean back to them. You be mean to them too. I don't have time for that. You know,
it says it in the Bible.
Yes. Thank you. Which you can't take to school now, of course. That's a whole other thing. Don't even get me started on that. I want to take my Bible and the Takis to school. And the teacher's like, pick one before you come in. And the kid's like, I don't know which way to go on this. They're both so important to my development as a, you know, public school system third grader. But we'll try to get her on some spicy stuff. I'll try to work her up. I've been putting sriracha on stuff, a little dab.
on your toothpaste and stuff. Try and get her used to it.
Yes, acclimate the body to the sensation of spice.
Build up the tolerance a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to see how it goes. What else is going on? What the fuck? What day is it? Was it Thursday? What is it?
What a wonderful Thursday. What is it, Thursday?
It's a cold one out there. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
It's freezing, dude. I'm not ready for this shit. This shit sucks, man.
Yeah.
I was out there yesterday for like 5 minutes, and I was like, nah. This is the South, dude. What are we doing down here?
Yeah.
What are we doing down here?
What are we doing down here? Recording you. I was driving and it was dark, and I was like, damn, I normally don't drive in the dark. What's going on? And then I realized, oh, that's because it's dark earlier. It's always cold when I'm driving in the dark. Why is that? The world's dumbest man wondering why it's cold when the sun goes away. But that's why it is, because it's dark at 4:30 now. No wonder I'm fucking driving around going, what's going on?
It's nasty.
All them hours, you are getting about 3 hours of sunlight now in your life. You need to wake up at 5 a.m. to compensate for your lack of vitamin D and stuff like that. What if I got you one of them lights? Would you turn on one of them lights?
I was thinking about getting one of those, but you know what, JF, just like therapy and all that other stuff, I think maybe just too far gone. Maybe just some stuff you can't fix with an Amazon light or.
Yeah. But I have seen the lights are cool, and you can do them with Alexa, or you can do them with Google.
You could turn the bright up. You could turn it down.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So I don't know if that sounds like for you, it might.
You hit a little button and it's like, Mary had a little lamb. Let a fucking chime on it for no reason. Fucking stupid shit.
It plays swamp sounds. It plays all kinds of stuff to calm you down. Yeah. No, you're going to love it. Christmas is now booked for Mike. You got it. Why don't we do an update on old Kickstarter, huh? Wow, look at this. This could really turn it around for you as well. This is a good one here. This is the MoFinder X1, a helpful and reliable GPS tracker, back from episode 208. I didn't write down what date that was. Oh, everyone's mad. Everyone's mad at me. What would 70 episodes ago be? Let's guess on the date. 70 episodes.
Oh boy. We do one of these every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be 70 weeks ago, JF. So my calculation.
So 52 would be November, the mid-November. Then you toss on another 20 on top of that. I don't know. Probably June of 2021.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
In the ballpark. MoFinder X1, a helpful and reliable GPS tracker. It had $28,537 after we got our paws on it. It ended up with $56,099. Interesting here, it's now changed. It's no longer MoFinder, it's now GrassPand. MoFinder is now GrassPand. That's cool.
The fuck is that?
I'm not 100% sure. Let's watch the video again, see if we remember.
This is MoFinder X1, a one-button GPS tracker. Push the button, track, and find. It's not easy to find your pet outdoors, but MoFinder X1 can connect your pets with you when your phone is busy or without phone connectivity. It comes with a built-in screen so it can work independently, and it does not rely on any applications and can easily show the exact location of your pets or something you care about. If you have more than one pet, MoFinder X1 can help you track up to 4 pets. And yes, you don't need to pay any additional fees or subscriptions. MoFinder can...
I don't really understand. I guess, I don't know. It's one of those things where, I guess, is there really a subscription, but they're just bundling it into the cost of the unit because it's so cheap that they can... Because you can't just have access to satellites all the time for free, right? That doesn't make sense.
Would imagine there'd be some kind of cost involved with that, huh?
Won't the satellite guy get mad that you're banging his thing all the time while it's up there in space or whatever? I don't know. This was a pet finder thing. Do you often use the Find My on your phone? You know, the app on there, Find My whatever?
Yeah, you know, I don't really use that a lot because I don't leave the house. So it's usually here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. It's always in the house, but I meant specifically to make it make a noise make so you can hear what blanket it's under or whatever.
I think I've used it maybe once or twice. One time I put my phone on the cat tree and I was like, where the fuck did I?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did I put that dang thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in the cat tree.
It was in the cat tree. I was looking for my watch the other day because I got the Apple Watch. I was looking for my watch and I was trying to buzz it. It feels like about half the time it doesn't work because it says now playing a sound on Jesse's Apple Watch. And I couldn't fucking hear anything. Okay. And I'm listening for them. I'm telling everybody, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hear my watch beep. I couldn't find the fucking thing. I couldn't find hide nor hair of it. And then my wife sits down and fluffs the blanket. She's like, you know, does the little like putting the blanket over her legs thing. Watch goes flying out of the. And I was like, where was the sound of the watch when I was looking for it?
It's muffled by the blanket.
Well, that's what I thought. And I said, now I'm looking at the watch. Now it's time to perform. And it fucking, it did the frog. What's the Warner Brothers frog?
Oh, yeah. Michigan J frog.
It did the Michigan J frog to my ass.
Oh, my honey.
Yeah. I hit play the song on it. Didn't do shit. We were all looking at it, waiting for it to fucking jump
play
out
Hello,
of the
my
thing.
Honey. Hello, my baby. My ragtime gal. Play the fucking song. You're gonna play it.
Wasn't doing shit. So, I don't know. I think this shit just doesn't. It's just whatever. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't work. I don't know. But the AirPods thing is different. So, you can play the sound on the AirPods, or you can say, find my, and then you just hold it up, and it, like, scans the room for it or whatever. It'll do, like, getting colder, getting warmer, and you can,
what?
Like, trace
I
mean, it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it wow. like, pings off of it somehow. It's really weird. It says, now you're walking further away from it, and then eventually when you get it in its sights, like, when your phone actually sees the AirPods, it'll start, like, vibrating and going crazy
That's
on you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Maybe it's because I bought my AirPods off of Wish.com, but they don't do that at all. First off, they come up as Android device, which I don't like.
Okay.
It's a goddamn Apple device.
That's weird.
I thought that was weird. The guy at the Apple store thought it was weird, too. Should not be doing that.
Have you tried resetting them? They may come back up as an Apple device if you reset them. Anyways, the Mo Finder changed up. They were saying More Finder in the video, but I want to make clear that it does say Mo Finder in the title of the thing. That's not something I'm doing. It's now Grasp Hand, and it says, we will send the product out in 1 month. That was back in September of 2021. If you want to continue to order this product, welcome to grasphand.com. That's also the same month, so we open that up here. Server not found at grasphand.com.
Oof. Don't like that.
That's a big oof there. Well, let's head over to the update section, see if there's anything else about server not found. Nope. May 9th, 2022. We have just completed the trial production of first batch, about 100 units. That's significantly beyond the date where they were saying go to our website and buy it. So that's a little bit strange. But let's go ahead and hit the comments and see how many people are loving their new Grasp Hand product. Well, 244 comments, and there were, how many backers did this thing? 232. So more comments than backers. That's a ratio. That's, first of all, that's ratio. And hold the L. And Alistair here in the comments says, so this is not exactly good news, but I did find more info about the product/company. As others have said, their website has vanished, but I found them listed on 36kr.com looking for additional funding. Info from the project there, which was put there 3 or so months ago, and then it's sort of the same information that they had on this Kickstarter as well. And they said, wow, they were bragging that they raised nearly $60,000 on Kickstarter, but they did not mention that they didn't deliver anything, which is weird. You seems like you would include that when you were looking for additional financing on a different website. But I'm thinking it's not going to happen for these folks here. Anything on the Facebook page? No. Mikey here. Mikey Ratcliffe says, scam alert, scam alert. Then at a certain point, there was a typo. It became scam alert.
scam alert, scam alert, scam alert.
And that one was copy pasted as well. So that's too bad. So this one, I guess, I don't know if I would say it's a scam, but certainly other people.
It sounds scammy.
Yeah.
I would steer clear.
Yeah, I would steer clear as well. If it's not good enough for Mikey Ratcliffe, I'm out on it. It did say at some point they did have the first production of 100 units. They were going to send them out. It would be cool if like 100 people got it even. That might even be something just to hang your hat on. Yeah, you know, 100 people got it, you know, so we'll do the rest and we can figure out how to get 100 more or whatever, you know, just chill. We're halfway there. Something like that would be cool. So far seems like zilch. Carlos says, Kickstart sucks, which somebody should do something with that.
Carlos, bro. Hit the nail on the head.
Carlos continues, it used to be a good platform, but creators took advantage of price versus quality, and Kickstarter's only reply is, we can't do anything. So that leaves the backers in the dark. I stopped supporting and supported 22 projects in 2 years. Worst time to make a project. Perhaps only 4 were according to the campaign. 5 vanished, and the rest are poor quality. 3 still delay after nearly a year. That 4 out of 22 is a bad success rate for Kickstarter campaigns. I agree with Carlos. Kickstarter really does suck.
Maybe we should change the name of the show.
Your Kickstarter sucks. Or just Kickstarter sucks, maybe. Kickstarter sucks.
KS.
Yeah, KS. Wow, the new, more streamlined version of YKS. Wow. Doing one of the big brand meetings like the Pepsi guys.
Yeah.
What was that fucking thing?
Yeah, the fucking logo.
Pepsi logo, like, brand. What was that?
The brand, the design guide for the Pepsi logo back in the day. 2008, was that what this was?
Is this just, oh my God, look at this. It's like a math test.
Marketing guy really huffing his own farts on this one.
What, is this changed yet? Or no, wait, it's not changed yet. But they've drawn it out. The Pepsi logo with the little red on the top and the blue on the bottom, they've made it. It says Convention Innovation DNA Future. And there's a lot of arrows pointing all over the place.
Insane.
The Pepsi ethos has evolved over time. The Pepsi ethos. The fuck is the Pepsi ethos? What do you think that would be? I guess making soda would be a big part of it, I would think, right?
Breathtaking design. Look at the golden ratio on this.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. Just a fucking...
Don't put the Vitruvian man in the Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa. Come on, bro. I would throw you out of my building if you showed up with this.
They should go back to this jug from 1898.
Yeah, the jug. Go back to the jug.
I love the jug, man. That's awesome. Okay. Retain the best of PepsiCo's history and shape the next PepsiCo bottle into an icon. Oh my God, look at the fucking original. The 1896 logo is pure dog shit. I'd be embarrassed.
Ass. Yeah. That is an ass logo. I hate that look.
That really sucks. So turning into it looks like what's that little device where you put your pen in it?
Spirograph?
Yeah. That's what this shit looks like. He's doing spirographs over all this.
Getting paid so much money to do it, too. That rocks.
Yeah, this is goldennumber.net is what this is. Is goldennumber.net... Wait, are they... So I don't know what this website is supposed to do. Is this website showing you how stupid this marketing thing is, or are they saying, look at the cool geometry in this logo? I'm kind of thinking maybe it's the latter now, because...
Yeah.
So maybe these guys are just really into numbers.
Goldennumber.net, not coming up, Jay.
Did you put the www?
You have to do that? What the fuck?
Sometimes you have to do that, right, Dan?
Yeah, sometimes you have to do that.
Are you okay?
Wow, you did have to do it. Isn't that crazy?
Dan's fucking gone, dude.
This site is dedicated to sharing the best information on Phi, the number 1.618, with insights from dozens of contributors on a broad range of topics. We're here to help you.
So wait, this isn't even the marketing thing. This is just some guy's number hard on for Pepsi.
I think maybe he used the presentation in his website.
Look at this.
Or something as an example.
Pepsi proposition, Pepsi aisle, gravitational pull of Pepsi.
Stupid.
What the fuck? Pepsi. Okay, so you got Pepsi Planet, you have Pepsi Galaxy, and you have Pepsi Universe as well.
Mm.
And I don't know what that's like meant to.
I don't know either. These marketing guys, you know?
Pepsi Universe sucks. I hate the Pepsi Universe. Here it goes. Here it goes. February 2000, $1 million for its new logo. Oh, that is it is Arnell Group is the one who did it. That's what we were just looking at. So Arnell calls its effort breathtaking and introduces its work with this brand equity pop psychobabble. The vocabulary of truth and simplicity is a reoccurring phenomena in the brand's history. It communicates the brand in a timeless manner and with an expression of clarity. Pepsi Breathtaking builds on this knowledge. True innovation always begins by investigating the historic path. Going back to the roots moves the brand forward as it changes the trajectory of the future. And this is for the soda where if the server says, hey, is this okay? You kind of go like,
I guess so.
When someone asks me that, I start looking around like, really?
Anybody going to hear me say this?
I guess it's okay. Don't mess with the cat.
Look how cute.
Don't mess with the cat.
Ain't he cute?
The cat needs to go in his hole now. Put the cat in the hole.
The hell out of here.
We're talking about Pepsi. Cat don't know shit about Pepsi. That cat doesn't have any idea what we're talking about. That cat's looking around like, what are these guys talking about?
You are dumb as fuck. I just let him know.
Tell him.
Little ass brain.
Peanut brain. Couldn't even drink a Pepsi if his life depended on it. Anyways.
Pepsi would kill him, I think.
That was the update on the old Kickstarter, I think. I forget what we were doing. We got six more Kickstarters coming your way, but first, a brief word from our sponsors. Sponsoring this week's episode of YKS, Mike, Faherty. Now, Faherty is a family brand founded by Alex, his wife Carrie, and his twin brother Mike that channels their love of the beach lifestyle into clothing for life's greatest moments. I would assume most of those probably occur on the beach, but it could be something as simple as, what else would even be good besides being on the beach? I'm struggling to
what
think of anything.
What else would be good?
I like being on the beach. I know that. But is there something else that's good to do in your
getting
life?
$1.6 billion. Sounds good.
Okay. Still stuck in your craw from a couple weeks ago. I feel like you've been holding on to that for a while.
I bought a lot of tickets for that.
Faherty is passionate about craftsmanship, comfort, and sustainability, and every piece is designed to be a lifetime favorite. And if anything happens along the way, Faherty will replace or fix your clothes for life, no matter what. You hear a lot of times about the companies that used to do this, where you have the thing, and it's like, hey, if that ever breaks, just let us know, and we'll give you another one or whatever. But then, like, yeah, the big news story coming out in the last couple of years is like, hey, listen, that whole thing we were doing for a while, I don't think we're going to be able to come through.
And then you find out the company that you're dealing with isn't a family brand that didn't channel their love of the beach lifestyle into clothing for life's greatest moments.
Both of those things.
Betrayed.
An absolute sock to the gut a lot of times. But I can tell you what, I've got my Faherty pieces now. I'm super happy with them. I don't think anything's going to go wrong unless I, you know, do something crazy like get into a destruction derby. If I sign up for a destruction derby, And my beautiful Faherty sweater is ruined in it. I think at that point, I like to think that I'm honest enough to say that it's not their problem. But by the letter of the law here, it seems like they would help me out, even though I was stupid enough to... I mean, I've never been in one of those before.
Jesse has famously had some issues with some pants. He was doing like a guitar solo on stage one time, and he went down and did the splits.
No, his whole piece fell out. No.
And you know what? He went back to Faherty and said, hey, my piece fell out. What can you do for me? And Faherty said, don't worry, bud. We got you covered.
That's what I appreciate about Faherty. They recognize epic guitar solos for songs that were kind of cool about 20-ish years ago, I guess maybe is about the time. Layer up this winter with their best-selling Legend sweater shirts for men, women, and kids, recycled high-pile fleece jackets, and new frost sweaters. I cannot emphasize enough how great my Faherty sweater is. And I like the socks as well. Throw them on. See what you think about them. Because you're getting a deal. Thanks to us, your friends at YKS. They're giving you an amazing deal. It's 20% off on your order. Head to FahertyBrand.com/YKS and use code YKS at checkout to get this deal. That's code YKS at Faherty, F-A-H-E-R-T-Y, brand.com/YKS for 20% off. That's FahertyBrand.com/YKS. The beach lifestyle and YKS. What a dream team. Also sponsoring this week's episode, Mike, Factor. Now, the bustling holiday season is, whether you like it or not, right around the corner. So it's time to plan ahead with Factor, a ready-to-eat meal delivery. Oh, yeah. Oh, you were thinking, this is what you thought. This is how dim a bulb you are.
You thought
the holidays were coming up. You said, well, I guess I have to find time to shop, prep, cook, and deliver my own food to my own self. And also, it has to be chef-crafted, dietitian-approved. And plus, I have to decide if I'm gourmet or keto or calorie-smart or vegan or veg. Bro, you don't have
you
time.
You are straight-up ignorant, dude.
Even if you had the skill to do that, which, by the way, you don't have the time to do it either. Because time is one of the most precious things on Earth, I find.
Yep. You can never get it back once it's gone.
Right up there with unobtainium for one of the most precious material. What do you say? Materials? Or what would you even?
Precious.
Precious objects?
Object.
What is time? Okay, this is not in the copy. I don't think we should be.
Gang, with 34 meals per week, including gourmet plus, keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and 36 plus weekly add-ons, you'll have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from.
Oh boy, it sounds like I'm really going to save time with these meals delivered ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. Now, 2 minutes, that's not a lot of time. I mean, it's still 2 minutes, but maybe with those 2 minutes, you're able to do something like learn a language.
You could do that.
Why would it kill you to learn a language? Crack open a textbook. You know, you probably still got some from.
How's your Mandarin? Time. Not great? You have no excuse.
Sitting there in front of the stove or the microwave with 2 minutes to go, thinking,
Ni hao.
I guess.
Ni hao, ma.
That's good. Wow. You've been eating Factor, it sounds like. The 36 plus add-on options are so good and so numerous, it feels like it will make your head spin. But they've got the smoothies, the juices, the snacks, and more. Whatever you crave, basically, and it's going to keep you going no matter what. And the great thing about Factor is it's cheaper than dining out. Put all that money you're saving with Factor towards holiday fun and a little bit of you time, whether it's sitting around the Yule log or whether it's sliding down a sled, using a sled.
Yeah.
To slide down a hill? Is that something you might want to do? I don't know. We're getting older. I don't think I'll be getting on a sled this year, but maybe some people out there are doing it. I don't know. Need a special occasion meal? Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for a fast, upscale option done absolutely easy, and it's flexible as well. You can change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week, or pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. These no-prep, no-mess meals save me so much time on planning and cleanup, so I can fully enjoy the holidays without wasting hours upon hours upon hours in the kitchen and get back to learning my Mandarin with ease. Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals. With offerings like Protein Plus and Keto, I can stay on track. This is definitely going to come in handy during the holidays when I'm full up on fruitcake and mincemeat pies and roast goose. I'm having hatched gooseling.
Mmm. That sounds good.
Oh, head to go.factor75.com/YKS60 and use code YKS60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code YKS60 at go.factor75.com/YKS60 to get 60% off your first box. Factor. I'll bring the roast hatched goose.
I'll bring the duck.
Ducky. Finally, Mike, today's episode is sponsored by PayPal Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Mike, this is a sensitive subject, I know. Have you gotten all of your holiday shopping done?
You know me, JF, I'm on it. Yes, I have gotten all of my holiday shopping done for this year and the next.
Wow, you sound like you're really on the ball. How early do you have to start to get done this early in the year?
Super early, JF. But you know what makes it easier is PayPal Honey. I mean, it's so fast and quick and easy. I'm already done with all of my stuff.
So basically, you weren't wasting a lot of time looking for a promo code at checkout.
No.
Because PayPal Honey had it ready for you right there. Wow. And that's how you were able to
click the thing, JF, and it comes down and says, here's the thing. And then basically you're on your way.
Seems like you skipped a few steps there. What else was it? You click on a thing.
Click
okay.
on the thing. Yeah. And then when you check out,
okay,
some like a honey, the honey button comes up and says, hey, you know. So.
But then wait. Sorry. Then what? What happens after that? I don't get it.
I'm sweating.
I think you would almost have to click a button that said apply coupons and then maybe wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Does that sound?
That sounds similar to what I did. Maybe I did something different.
Hope you didn't do something different because that could result in some negative ions in the universe. Honey saves me money. I'll tell you what. Whether it's clothes, they've saved me money on clothes. Absolutely. Tech gadgets for sure. I haven't done pizza yet. I should try pizza. I do know that when it comes to shopping, I'm doing a little bit of shopping. Well, I'm not quite as good as Mike is here. I'm not done with my shopping yet. I've clicked around on a few things. I've got a few things. They're coming in the mail. They're coming in big boxes. I'm opening the boxes. I'm looking at them. I'm saying, yes, that's all going according to plan. I'm sitting in my big wingback chair, and I have my my bald cat on my lap, and I'm tapping my fingers in such a way as to indicate that I'm pleased with how events are progressing.
I saved $11 or whatever it is. We have a customer testimonial here, JF, from Greg. It looks like San Jose. It says, I saved over 35% on my new hat using Honey, PayPal Honey. It was so easy.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. It was so easy. He couldn't believe it.
A guy like Greg seems like he's probably going to buy the hat no matter what, but it is still good to make sure he's saving some money. Put that money towards hats in the future.
You got enough left over. You have so much savings from all of your hats. You can get a new hat for free, basically, with all the money you saved.
That is so awesome. Guys, save yourself some money on whatever you're buying for this holiday season, whether it's hats, more hats, pizza. But you can save even more when you ask Honey to keep track of price drops on your holiday shopping list. If the price drops on anything on your list, you'll instantly get an alert to let you know, rewarding the planners in the audience. Set your list up with stuff you're going to buy, and Honey will keep an eye on it for you. Thank you, Honey. And if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out, and by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. Very important there. I'd never recommend something I don't use. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/YKS. That's joinhoney.com/YKS. No cap. Sorry, Greg.
Oh, it's six pack time. It's six pack time. It's time to do
the okay.
Six pack time.
Six pack time. We got six of these bad boys here. And you already know we picked out the absolute stinkiest, smelliest, goofiest, and funniest ones for you all to enjoy. Mike. Take it away with the first one, please.
Oh, man. I was hoping you didn't go to me first.
Okay. Do you want someone else to do it?
Can anyone else go first? This is the Undress version 7, JF. It's like magic. Change into and out of this dress without ever getting naked. The most successful dress on Kickstarter is back.
That is cool. So the dress is back. I've just been saying yes to the dress this whole time.
I've been saying Yanny or whatever that was. Remember that?
Remember that very well, my friend. Very well, actually.
What was that?
The Undress. Wow. The Undress has absolutely been killing it on Kickstarter. We've never seen this. The first one raised over 600 grand on Kickstarter way back. I didn't see the time on that. Well, I forget what time it was. Anyways, a long time ago, 2014, they did that in each individual iteration of it has continued to absolutely slay. The Undress version 3 raised $500,000 in 2017. So just every year, it seems like they're putting out a new and improved version of the Undress. So here's one where we're going to be wrong about this because They've raised millions on this dress, so we clearly don't know what we're talking about, and we are stupid fools.
Let me tell you why this dress sucks. This is for when you are changing your clothes in public, you know, like you do. Change clothes in about 30 seconds. It's a dress that transforms into different styles, right?
But how? Maybe the video will clarify.
This dress has a secret, and it's hidden here.
So the little, the straps that go around your neck flat, but then also
not just a normal dress.
There are pockets that go all the way into your legs.
It's actually the world's first mobile changing room. You don't just wear this dress.
First mobile changing room.
Clothes in about 30 seconds without ever being naked. It's perfect for active women. Change out of your workout clothes into the undress.
Okay, so here's the use case.
Another outfit. Three outfits in about 1 minute without doing the dreaded towel change, changing in the backseat of your car, or behind a bush.
Okay.
First, you slip into the...
Here we go. Dress on.
Slip the front panel under all the top layers you want.
Front panel coming in hot.
And cinch the cord lock to secure.
Over the chest area.
See these side openings? That's
zippers there.
Everything underneath.
Now you pull down your pants.
Into the side openings.
Okay.
Easily remove your bottoms. And
off comes the sports bra. There you go.
Into the undress in seconds.
Now you're in the dress, which
you don't even need to.
I guess you have to want to wear the dress. That's part of it, right?
Is it blue? Is it blue and gold, or what? Right. Is that white and?
Yeah,
I remember that too.
Are those two separate things?
I think.
Yanny and Laurel is separate from the dress color, isn't it?
I believe so.
It's fucking crazy. That's like the same idea that happened twice, like back to back.
Yeah. I was trying to find...
The fuck were we doing?
So I thought we did something like this, where it was like a thing that you take on the beach.
Yeah.
And you can change your clothes or something like that. I can't find it, but I did find the Undercover, the world's first backpack and mobile changing room, which is like a same idea, I guess. This is a dress, JF.
This is a dress, so you need to wear the dress. I think the dress is not... that good looking of a dress, but that's really neither here nor there, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think for me, and I'd love to hear from people who are on the opposite side of this. Is this happening a lot for you guys? I know we don't leave the house as much, and also we're not wearing dresses, but is it like mission
Speak
critical
for yourself?
Okay. Is it super important to change your clothes in the park? Does that happen a lot where you would change your clothes in the park? I mean, maybe I'm trying to envision the person.
Yeah.
Who's like, I'm running every day. I'm
running
in the park.
Yeah, one of those super annoying people who's like exercising and stuff all the time.
But specifically outdoors, and specifically going from outdoors to a place where there's no indoors.
If you're running on the beach and you have to change because you have a dinner at 6, you can do that without changing in the back of your car.
That's pretty much, I think that would pretty much be it. I would almost say show up to the dinner early and then hop in the bathroom and change there. Because, you know, for all of the pluses here of the quick change undress, you are still taking all your clothes off in the park, like on the street or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you still have to do like the shimmy where you pull your pants down your ass and you like kick your panties off onto the grass, which, you know... You're still doing it, and everyone sees that you're doing it.
Yeah,
you know, and also the holes that you put your hands in through the side of the dress to where you can access your pants, you're probably gonna see something through the hole if somebody's watching, right?
You're gonna see your genitals through there.
I mean, the wind could blow and it could fly all the way around to your pussy or ass, and you could see that in the.
Hey, I just saw your genitals through your flap. Maybe you could cover it up with the new Super Shawl version 7, free when you buy two undress or more for this campaign. It's a shawl, JF, that converts to a scarf, a head wrap.
Okay.
Or scarf head wrap, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
They have like they have 8 different ways you can wear it, but really it's just like one of them is like putting it around your neck. And the other one is like putting it around your neck, but putting a piece of it behind you.
That ain't gonna do it for me.
Come on, bro.
The Swiss Army knife of dresses. Hey, you know the Swiss Army knife is famous for like having one thing that you use all the time and like nine other things that you don't use at all, right?
Yeah.
Like the toothpick. Come on. Yeah. You can't be selling me one of these is the toothpick because you moved the strap from this side to that. Oh, you could do it on the left or you could do it on the right. That's one.
That's goofy.
That's one way to do it. You don't get two for that. But they're calling it. They're calling it too. They're calling it a lot of different ways here. And you really got to measure here. Holy Lord, what is this sheet? God damn.
It converts to a sheet?
Also, you can cover yourself up with it. That's 11.
That's what's up.
The size chart here, I think, will have a lot of people in fits. It says size A, youth to extra small, size B, small to large, or size C, XL to 3XL. I don't know how stretchy this stuff is. I don't know how flowable the fabric is, but it feels like a whiff when you're saying, are you between size small and large? You get the same size. It's size B. Yeah. Small and large, those are the opposite words. You can't tell me it's the same. I don't think we're all fitting in the same size B. Don't try to fuck us up with size B. We're good with the numbers as it is, and the small, medium, and large. But that's what they're doing. And for $59, you can have it yourself. Oh, plus a free matching belt, which you can wear. Wow, how many different ways does the belt go on?
Put it around your waist, put it around your neck.
Don't put it around your neck.
You could put it around your neck and masturbate, JF. I've heard that people do that.
Okay.
I haven't looked into it myself.
New two in one belt. Undress V7.
Obvious belt buckle marks on my neck. Haven't looked into it myself. I've heard you can achieve an incredibly powerful orgasm. Sorry if my voice is a little raspy. I was up all night last night doing research for the show.
33,621 dollars pledge of $7,700. 304 backers, 20 days to go. That's the undress.
This is good.
That's the undress, Mike. Now, from criticizing women to criticizing women, we've got another female-led project here. This is the Seat Square. Cover your ass. A stylish portable fabric square for seats that protects clothing, bare legs, and butts against seat grids, grime, and sweat. This is too good. Let's check it out.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I founded Seat Square, and here's why. Well, like so many people, I've been on a lot of patios, and I've sat...
Fuck off, dude.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, bro.
That's...
Bruh.
That's...
LOL. Come on, can't be doing that crap. I've been on a lot of patios.
Yeah.
Joking.
All the people who have never been on a patio instantly tuning you out at that very moment.
You've lost half your audience.
Great job, Dodo.
First, chairs, which is why I started Seat Square. I find patio chairs are like a creepy guy who just won't leave you alone.
Now, how?
You've been there, yeah.
How would that be the case? Confusing metaphor here because you're pictured seated on a patio chair and the creepy guy is there too. So is he the patio chair or is he on the patio chair? And that's not a chair, it's a couch.
That makes sense. That's an outdoor couch, yeah.
And also it's not level and it's not on the patio. It's in your yard.
It's in the grass. Yeah.
So I'm not really putting together what's going on here at all.
The fucking feet of the couch are going to sink into the ground whenever it gets wet. That's a great idea. Why don't you put it out there in the yard, bird brain?
Not smart. Not smart at all.
They're grimy, they make a bad impression, and you just never know where they've been. If you're like me, you like...
That was a good image of the guy scratching his wet ass into the camera. That was cool.
Dressing up, you care about your clothes, and when the sun's out, you hit a patio. But embarrassing impressions on my legs, dirt on my skin, grime on my clothes, or some funky stuff left behind on the seat, it makes me think twice about burying my legs. And you shouldn't have to worry about wearing shorts or skirts or bare legs when you sit on a chair. That's where Seat Square comes in. It's a specially designed portable fashion accessory that you can use on chairs and seats to protect your clothes from dirt.
I'll tell you what.
Square piece of cloth is what it is. Don't call it a design accessory.
No. This is not fashion. This is a rag. This is not fashion.
It's a fucking rag.
You invented the rag. I'll tell you what this is.
A stylish portable fabric square.
No.
Is that what they call? Nah, bro.
Uh-uh. I don't care if it comes with the carrying case. I don't care if it has the hinge on it. makes no difference to me that it's got the cute little pink trim around the outside there. That's not doing anything for me. This is wacky. This is what this is. The only time this comes in handy is if you're a swinger at a nude resort.
Oh, yeah. If you're at one of those naked beaches or something.
That's the question that they all, whenever there's like a clip, like of some clothed individual asking the nudist, hey, what happens? There's the two questions right there. What happens when you sit down? Number one. And what if your cock gets fucking hard?
Yes.
While you're walking, you're looking at those are the only two things we care about asking the swingers. Everything else we don't care about at all. It's just those two things. The answer to what happens if you get your cock hard is you stare at it until it goes, you cry, you start whipping
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why this keeps happening.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's one thing you can do. The answer to the other thing is that you literally bring a towel around and sit on it everywhere you go. So you're a pussy and asshole. Don't mess up the furniture. That's what they do. That's the undignified lifestyle that the nudists are living. So if you think your shit's all fucked up, we all get down on ourselves sometimes. Oh, you know, I don't like doing this. I'm messy. My house is messy, whatever. Okay, well, do you have to carry a towel everywhere you go so you sit down? Or can you just sit down whenever you want?
Your ass juices don't ruin the fucking upholstery.
Are you worried? Is ass juice a big problem in your life? If not, you got one up on a few people who've been on TV. So, you know, ain't so damn bad. You don't have Vice magazine interviewing you as to how you live your fucking life. You're doing okay.
Now, you're the man with the juiciest ass in the world. How do you take us through a day in the life of the man with the wettest ass?
Well, as you can see here,
I got my ass towel. I go through about 5 or 6 of these towels a day.
Ugh. Beige towel. Used to be a white towel. It's beige now. this is whatever. I mean, you know, I've definitely heard it. My wife has said before, I don't like sitting on the, or like a car, like cars in the sun. If you have like the vinyl seats in the car and it gets really hot and your legs go on the hot and she goes like, yowch, you know,
that's not good. But, you know, what are you going to do? Carry around your own square of fabric?
Nope.
I don't think so. It's a Canadian project.
This is Canadian. Yeah, Dan, what do you think about that?
You think? What's your take on this?
What's your read on this, Dan?
Making us look bad, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, they're making you guys look like shit with this. That's true.
Like another L.
Yeah.
Yep. Canadians stay losing. Seat square.
No more chair scares. No more seat freaks. You know the ones. The dreaded chairs. You go out in shorts, a skirt, or bare legs. You're about to sit down, and you realize that the seat is going to give you a bad impression. Or you may sit in something nasty. I'll just stand. I would just stand. Or I would go somewhere else. Or I would go home. I would go home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Also, one of the pictures here is her wearing jeans, I think, all the way down to the feet. So I don't know if that's really... Also, the chair looks comfortable. So I don't know. I guess in some certain situations, you are faced with having to sit on a not as comfortable as you would like chair. And if you're wearing the wrong bottoms, then I could see how it might make the upper part of your legs somewhat red for about 5 minutes.
But guess what? That's life, okay?
Yeah.
Can't control what seats we have to sit in all the time. Get real.
And... some people actually think it's cool when your leg has a different shape on the back of it for a while.
Cool lines on it.
You ever think about
that? How funny is that? That's what you're trying to say that people are... Now you're trying to give people a complex about like stuff about the on the back of their legs after they sit down.
Disgusting lines on your legs?
People have enough to worry about. Hey, I noticed you have a crease on the back of your leg from when you were sitting in that chair. And I think we need to talk about where this relationship is going.
Babe, is your leg like red? Is it like red?
What is that, babe?
Yeah. All right. 724 pledged of $74,867 Canadian. That's the goal there. That's 100,000 Canadian, 74,000 US, my mistake. Still 1% of the way there, or whatever that works out to, I think. 15 backers, 19 days to go. That's the seat square. Cover your ass. Grab a towel if your life is so fucked up, is my idea.
I can't stop sitting in nasty shit. JF, this one's called Stronger Gum. Future of the chewing gum industry. You're here to witness this historic moment. It's a hard chewing gum that strengthens your jawline and also contains vitamin D3. I'm still on fucking vitamin D regular. I haven't upgraded to vitamin D3 and K2. It has vitamin K2 in it. What the fuck is that?
Well, yeah, I don't know that. Did the vitamin guys go all the way down to K?
Vitamin K is a group of nutrients divided into vitamins K1 and K2. Vitamin K1 is involved in blood coagulation, and vitamin K2 benefits bone and heart health. So that's cool. Chew bone gum.
Okay. All right. Normally, I'm doing it to get rid of my bad breath, is why I'm chewing the gum, not to do plastic surgery on myself, but this is kind of an interesting thought process here. So you'll kind of notice a similarity, I think, in the individuals pictured here.
Yeah, they have before and after pictures about how their jawline has grown. I always love on these Kickstarters, you know, the last one was a great example, but like the opener, the strong opener of every campaign is so good. And this one is no different. Strong jaw muscles is very important for health as well as facial appearance.
Yeah.
The jaw is connected to the whole body and plays important roles that you would never imagine. And this is a new health concept many are not aware of yet in society.
That is, it's scary to hear someone talk like that. You sound out of your mind.
I created the idea of Stronger Gum in 2018 when I was desperate to improve the appearance of my face. I started making YouTube videos about this, and my channel is Tommaso with 48,000 subscribers.
Oh boy, that's bad. That's bad.
Chewing toys where you move the jaw up and down are not how we are made to use our jaws.
Chewing toys? You've been chewing toys?
You know those fucking things that people, the exercise, the mouth exercise things?
Oh, yeah, we did one.
Jawsercise.
Was it for jaws? It wasn't for making your jawline bigger and more Chad Alpha, though, was it? I thought it was just for, like, rehab or something.
I love this too. Our ancestors from 1,000 years ago chewed hard diets all day long, grinding down the tough materials for nutrition, which is why their jaw muscles were so strong. We need to return, JF, to eating leaves and sticks.
Eating the hard diets of 1,000 AD.
1,000 years ago. So much better 1,000 years ago.
Yep.
Life expectancy was like 16 years old.
Bro, this guy's so nice. He needs to knock it off with the, how do I get my jaw bigger? And just pay attention in class. Like, you just gotta, just open that book up, son. You're missing out on your whole life. A TV documentary about this is being released, oh no, in 2023.
That rocks.
A well-known doctor called Mike Mew and his father were the first to raise awareness of the importance of strong jaw muscles and facial posture for attractive faces, preventing crooked teeth, and improving oxygen intake.
Oh, no. I just go to Google right now and type in Mike Mew.
Yeah. Are we talking about this video here?
No, just go to Google right now and type in Mike Mew. Maybe you have to click news. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see.
The top headlines right there. Orthodontist advised treatment with risk of harm to children. Tribunal told orthodontist advised dentist behind mewing jawline social media craze accused of causing harm to children.
That's not good, is it?
Dr. Mike Mew, whose technique gained widespread popularity online, is facing a misconduct tribunal. This is from the UK. That's why they talk like that with the tribunal and everything like that.
Barrister.
Court.
Yeah.
Barrister.
Get real.
Dentist denies endangering children with face reshaping. Man.
Oh, man. From the age of 6, patient A was advised to use upper and lower arch expansion appliances and wear neck gear to gain a substantial increase in nasal capacity, improve the midface, change the swallowing pattern, and guide facial growth. Dr. Mew believed this would allow more space for the teeth and tongue, so all the 32 teeth align naturally without the need for fixed braces.
Dr. Mew has a GoFundMe. JF. Okay. I'll paste it here in the chat for you. Help Dr. Mike Mew fight the GDC. Once again, the British GDC, General Dental Council, is forcing Dr. Mew to defend his license to practice and his treatment methods. The GDC has been trying to silence Dr. Mew for 5 years and counting. Man.
That ain't good, is it?
Nest of snakes we just stepped in here.
Woof. Well, so that's interesting. There is a video here shared by the creator of this campaign of Stronger Gum. And it's I'll just play a little bit of it here. This is the guy who did the Stronger Gum.
We'll play it.
Guys, mine is
I'm trying to fucking play the fucking thing. It's fucking me.
I know.
You saw it fucking me actively.
Just play the goddamn thing.
Also, welcome back to another video of mine. Now, I got an email from a certain individual saying that orthodontists are trying to remove Mike Mew's orthodontic license. Now, the orthodontists obviously, would be in the UK who don't like him, or many don't like him, and some of them are trying to remove his license, which means if Mike Mew doesn't have a license, it means that he cannot treat people in his clinic and
earn a living.
This guy gets it, actually.
They want Mike Mew to die in the street like a dog.
Here's the change.org petition here.
Man, that rocks.
Yeah, this is really strange. Correct tongue posture, aka mewing, is a real and effective technique that helps to prevent crooked teeth, sleep apnea, and improves breathing ability and facial appearance. Countless people have benefited from mewing. Google it. You'll understand how popular it is. And here's where I would step in as the host of YKS and say, don't Google it. It will not help you. Don't do that. Don't watch the videos. So these guys, Dr. John Mew and his son, Dr. Mike Mew, are sort of the pariahs in the orthodontist industry, I guess, specifically in the UK. And this change.org petition reads, however, some orthodontists have attacked his method, claiming that there is not enough scientific evidence to support it. I mean, I get it. Many in parentheses with an exclamation mark as well, of the before and after photos from people all over the world showing positive results are most often not clinically supervised. So even the person who's so into mewing that they created the change.org petition to help this guy keep his license says, yeah, probably fake. It's probably fake. Now, this person says here they are a face yoga expert and they teach how to mew. So they might be a little bit biased.
They might be biased.
They might be a little biased here as far as being attacked for charging for snake oil to make your face look more alpha. So they're
telling Mike Mew he can't sell his snake oil. They want him to starve to death.
Now, as a purveyor of snake oil myself, you may be asking. Anyways, this is basically the whole thing comes down to this is gum or, guys, maybe we should be keeping an extra eye on.
Yeah, maybe keep some tabs on these guys.
Yeah. And these pictures here, I think, number one, are fake and also look like.
Yeah.
I mean, really weird. Really weird stuff.
Not something It's like when you hear now that some guy's like, oh, what do you do? I'm a vlogger.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Uh-huh.
We vlog about politics, mostly. I gotta go.
Please say you're one of the guys who, like, refinishes hardwood floors or something like that. That's about...
You talk about, like, 80s toys or something? No.
Yeah, woof to this. $2,600 pledged of $23,772. Five backers, 28 days to go. I will say I was encouraged here to see someone by the name of Bob say, hello, Thomas, my name is Bob, and I'm a big fan of your project. I will be really glad if we can be able to get in touch. I'd love to help you in any way that I can. I see that this campaign has 29 days to go, and I know some group of team that can get this project donations due to the fact that they are having backers list, and that will aid us to reach our goal. Can I recommend... The creator very stupidly says, hi, Bob, that would be amazing. You can email me here or get in touch with me on WhatsApp here at my phone number. And he put it in the comments. So
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
probably not going anywhere too fast. But that is stronger gum and the mewing method. Nasty, nasty stuff. All right. This is a little more lighthearted here. This is fun. How about this? You've heard of Uber, right?
I think I've heard of that. Yeah, what is that? Oh, that's one of the apps.
It was one of the apps. It was one of the apps until this really crooked TV show came out, basically. And I don't know. I don't want to get into it, but yeah, this is like Uber.
Dan O'Sullivan.
That's so much fun. I can't believe that happened. That was real.
That's wild, huh?
Isn't that crazy? Small world. This is like
Dan O'Sullivan, size 11 feet. Keeps him in great shape.
Thank God the Wave Mobile Wash has not had any leftist activists try to take it down, because it is basically Uber, but for car washes. Schedule car washes at your home or job anytime, anywhere, and it looks just like this. Oh my God, that's so loud.
Mm-hmm.
If that was loud for you, imagine how loud it was for us.
I love this car wash music.
Yep.
Wash your car.
Oh
my God.
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening to this shit and I have like the pacifier in my mouth and I have the very small backpack on my back and I'm bouncing not quite in rhythm to the beat. Not even a time lapse of the guy cleaning the car. So you can see here, he's just soaping down the car. Now he's rinsing the car. You basically know how the car wash goes, I guess. I've seen a car get washed.
Yeah. What do you think about this, JF? One of these apps where, you know, like the gas. Remember that when people were like, there's one I think around here called Yoshi.
Yoshi, yeah.
Where they'll come to your workplace and put gas in your car or something like that.
Really goofy, but I would say at least with this one, there's not some moron driving around with a big tank of gas in his pickup truck or whatever. So that's like, at least this is just soap and water, you know? Like if he gets in a crash on the way to wash my car, yeah. It's like, it doesn't like explode a bridge
or
something.
Your driver exploded. Sorry. Here's a credit. It'll be there in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, and if not, reach back out. Bro, if it's going to be there, why would I reach back out?
Yeah.
They don't get it. On average, hand washing your car can take up to 1 to 2 hours. It can get much longer if you opt for detailing services. It's inconvenient. Automatic car washes are exterior only and can leave swirl marks or scratches. And if interior cleaning is chosen, the customer must wait inside for up to 30 minutes. Now, it's also overpriced because an exterior-only automatic car wash might cost $10 to $20, and basic wash services by hand will cost around $30. But with Wave, you're saving time. They use foam cannons and power washing equipment to make things much faster and save the risk of causing swivel marks or scratches. That's right. We'll have some guy come out and spray your car with a power washer, and probably nothing will happen. It's also convenient because you don't have to leave home. They offer a door-to-door service. They come right to your door.
That's cool.
Wherever you are.
And
they're able to lower their prices because they're a fully mobile car washing service. So they don't have monthly expenses such as rent, mortgage, property taxes, utilities, and maintenance. So this guy's not paying his rent.
Very cool.
Like here. Doesn't say how much it is, but you open up the app or the website, you schedule the wash, you select your car type, package, and so forth. They come out to you, they wash the car, you leave a rating, review, or even a tip. Oh, here we go. Services and prices. The best detail services at the best rates. Looks like they're only going to charge you $25 for a full exterior wash and interior wipe. Scheduled online and serviced any location. If you want the full interior cleaning, it's only $40 per car.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Now, look, I've gotten the mobile detailing guys to come out. Sometimes I do it on my own. And sometimes I get it, you know, I'll get it for my wife as a gift. They'll come out and detail a car or whatever. Like, here you go. Brand spanking new clean car for you to fucking mess up in 1 week with all the fucking crumbs. Whatever else.
I gotta fucking clean my car out, dude. But I'll be psycho about it. I'll take the seats out,
yep.
You know, and fucking do the whole thing.
Yeah. You got that. You got that ugly stone I gave you, right? The little.
You didn't give me that.
I gave you the ugly stone. Yeah, you've been hitting your face with it for years, it looks like.
Oh my God. Stop.
Oh, it's that little fucking thing you you scrape it on the carpet and it pulls up all of the, you can't get it off with the vacuum.
You see those ones where they do like the massage gun on the floorboard and they have the vacuum cleaner? I want to do that.
Oh, I've not seen that.
It's supposed to vibrate all the dust out.
Oh, that's smart.
Suck it up.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to have the clean car sometimes. You know, it's a utility, you know, to get in and go where you need to go. But sometimes you like to get in there and feel like it's not a fucking mess like everything else in your life. So that's why I like to clean the car out.
Sometimes it's a little treat to get it cleaned out or whatever. And
yep.
And then deal with the radio not working because they sprayed some kind of cleaning chemical inside the CD player for some reason or something.
Sir, it looks like the inside of your CD player is looking a little bit dirty today. You mind if I go ahead and give that
go ahead and spray that out with the garden hose if you...
Yes, sir. Right away.
That happened like 3 years ago. I'm still not over it. It says it was funded in 30 minutes, JF. Will that have anything to do with the fact that there was a $300 goal?
Ah.
It now has $325.
Yeah, I don't.
Four backers.
Mm-hmm.
And still 18 days to go.
I don't think you get to do the flex of funded in 30 minutes. Come on, bro. You're asking for a dollar. If you want to support me, give him $100 now. You don't. It says shipping costs will be calculated and included in the pledge manager. There's no shipping. There's not any physical rewards. There's a thank you note. Name featured in app credits. Name featured in site credits. You do not get a car wash at the $100 level. You also do not get a car wash at the $500 level, where you get the thank you note, name featured in app and site credits, followed on Instagram, followed on Twitter, and a signed thank you letter from the CEO. This seems like a huge mistake not to offer at least one car wash with the support that you get here on the car wash Kickstarter. But that's why they're funded 100% and I'm not. So I don't know. I will say that I don't think I like the idea of the $40 hand detail from a guy because, you know, like I was saying, I've bought them before as presents and they ain't $40.
Yeah, it's a lot.
To get somebody to come out and like wipe every surface in your car. Think about it. Would you do it for $40?
Hell no.
Somebody's fucking car, they're riding their ass around in, they're eating fucking fast food in it all the time. Their kids are kicking the back of the seats with their muddy shoes and shit like that. You getting in there for $40? It fucking stinks too. Oh, you don't want to.
I'm not doing shit for $40.
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to be $40. I think that's a little bit unrealistic and unfair as well. Know your worth. You can't be doing this shit for $40. That's why they got 325, 18 days to go on the Wave mobile wash. I think you either just got to say, I'm going to go get my paint scratched up at the automatic car wash for $10, mm-hmm. or I'm going to leave my car dirty. Perfectly valid. Knock yourself out. Or I'm gonna
spend an entire fucking day doing this shit.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
You just have to pull off the Band-Aid. Yeah.
Like a lot of these things, it's like a lot of these like apps and stuff and all these like dumb fucking projects, it's like trying to take the hassle out of doing something that would take like 5-10 minutes or something like that. Yeah. It's like, just do it, dude.
Yeah. What if the thing I hate doing was cheap and didn't take any time? Well, it doesn't. Nothing does. It costs something. You can't just get away with it.
What if my problems were someone else's problems?
Interesting thought experiment.
JF, now we're talking about mobile apps,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the title of this one, and I got really excited, and then I saw the picture. It wasn't anything like I thought it was. This is Mobile Hose.
Oh, brother.
This is Mobile Hose, JF, and I thought it was something else, mm-hmm. but it's actually just, it's a garden hose thing.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what?
I thought maybe it was like a thing where you get like an app.
I know. And then
somebody slurps on you or something like that.
I know.
Comes over, slurps your worm.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's my fault because I didn't put on there, Mike, heads up.
This is not about getting your worm slurped.
And I do that almost every week. I feel like almost every week I'm telling you, don't get excited about your worm getting slurped. I dropped the ball on this one, buddy, so that's my bad. I'll take responsibility for this. No, this is a fucking garden hose, buddy.
Mobile hose is the world's first portable garden hose. Mobile hose uses...
Wow, it comes right to your dirr.
The same type of materials like an ordinary garden hose attached to your house. Only difference is, ours is portable.
Awesome. I gotta see how this works. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is the sound of the officially licensed soundtrack. Hey, whether you're in the woods with... But you, there's no hose there. I don't know. They're just in the woods. Or still in the woods, maybe, or...
Yeah, whether you're walking through the woods or walking to your car.
Yep. Now, they're getting out the mobile hose.
And spraying their feet off because they walk through the woods.
Yeah, but you didn't get anything on your feet in the woods, though.
Get all that nasty mulch off. And then climb in your car with your wet feet.
Bro, hang on now. What are you doing? Oh, my Lord. Okay. So this, now the thing that I think does make it a little bit different is that this is Hawaii. So yeah. Hawaii, there's a lot more outdoorsy stuff. Although I feel like, wouldn't you showcase the beach for this particular?
Yeah, I would feel like you would.
But maybe the beach always has the outdoor shower, so that's why they didn't do it.
What song is this?
I think this is an original by the mobile hose company.
All right. Mobile hose. In the woods, on the beach, mobile hose.
Look at these fools. They're washing their own car.
They're washing their car. There's an app for that, you dumb fuck. So the thing is like a pesticide sprayer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is what I would compare it to.
Like the little 5-gallon bucket that you mix up the weed killer or whatever in and you pump it. So I would say it's actually the same exact thing, except for it's got the hose fitting on it. And then maybe like a pressure valve over here. Not sure. But probably the same body as the stuff you have here. But I thought this meme was really funny.
I want you to have a mobile hose. That's Uncle Sam. That's a good fucking meme, dude.
That's a good meme. Yeah.
Fill water to the 2-gallon mark for best compression ratio. Ratio 70% water to 30% air, and you pump the fucker up. Pump it up! Mobile hose! When using the mobile hose, make sure the garden nozzle is attached and secured to the hose. If not, water will be all over the place while you pressurize. So you gotta pump this thing 8 to 12 times, and then come, and then fall asleep. No, I'm just joking. But for those who want more, you can pump more as required. So you're supposed to clean your whole car with this thing, which I don't see happening because that's not a lot of water in there.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a lot of water.
Two gallons or something?
The last time I tried to use it, it said it had a headache. So.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, this is a weird one to me. The rinsing, I think the big thing for me is that the rinsing will, unless you're getting every spot of dirt, it does create more problems once you do get in the car.
That's all muddy or whatever. What are you talking about?
Can you pop the shoe? Can you just pop the shoe off and then hop in? I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're like really, really out there in the wilderness.
We all have been in that situation, and it's in the norm to just jump in the car dirty. Take the extra minute to get your feet clean and your car cleaner. You will thank me later. And it shows a gif of a man's feet in some sandals.
Okay.
Getting into a car. And it's like, I guess, you know, car looks kind of dirty already.
I'm seeing that now. And plus, he's got the WeatherTech like floor mats on there. Like, what are you worried
about? That's what they're for, dude. Great for cleaning your shower. What are you talking about?
Well, hold up.
There's already a thing in there for that.
Hang on a minute.
Unfortunately, I do not have those detachable shower heads, and I always have to rinse the walls with a wet rag or a cup.
Uh-huh.
Are you not cleaning your shower on the reg? Get a fucking some cleaner and a rag and scrub the wall. You're not doing that?
I feel like even without the detachable, but also the detachable shower head is like easier than this and a lot cheaper. This is $90. Yeah. I think you can get a detachable shower head for maybe like $20, don't you think?
Yeah. For sure.
Like some little plumber's tape or something if you really want to. I don't know. I mean, it looks like a nice thing for what it is. It says here the brass fittings. Fits any garden nozzle on the market, you can use your own. Oh, wait, this doesn't come with a nozzle?
Oh, yeah. You got to buy your own nozzle.
What's this? I don't know.
For $348, you can get the Ohana Special, Friends and Family. So you can get three of four of them for your family. We gotta have a talk about.
Yeah.
We have a talk about this guy spending his money on stuff.
That's a huge swing for Christmas.
I mean, a mobile hose. Remember when you got me that mobile hose?
bringing the four mobile hoses to the Dirty Santa or the White Elephant, whatever the thing is you guys do at your house. Seeing the big boxes sitting there. Oh, hope it's not a... Oh, I got the mobile hose. Okay, who's going to steal? Very interesting stuff here. Mobile hose. I don't know. I think the hoses are plenty mobile because it's a big cord, the hose is. So you can kind of play with it however you want. $1,080, pledge of 10 grand, 13 backers, 28 days to go. Don't have a use for this, my own self, but perhaps others do. Some of our weekend warriors out there. I don't know. Let's finish strong here, Mike. Strong orgasm, that is, because this is the MyHixel stimulation device and app with AI for orgasm control.
Very cool.
This is the most advanced tech solution for PE, I don't know what that is, and climax control, the combination of a stimulation device plus a training app. What is PE? You know what PE is in this context?
Premature ejaculation. Okay. It's coming up. I typed in PE sexual.
Very cool.
Premature ejaculation.
Did you hit that with an incognito window or did you just go raw dog on it?
I'm signed into the YKS account and the link is already, it looks like it's already been clicked. I don't remember what color it is, but it's already clicked. It seems like it's already been clicked on. Yeah. By somebody who's not me.
It's either red or green. Let's see which one. All right, let's play the video.
Can you imagine a world in which you can choose exactly when to ejaculate?
Yep.
I guess I can.
Generally, after about 5 or 10 minutes of, yanking is where...
Pulling on the darn thing.
That's not really a surprise to me. I know what's happening.
Ah! What the hell was that?
Very strange.
We present MyHixel Control. The ultimate solution to control climax.
MyHixel is a pioneering male sexual health brand that has...
So when I first saw this, I'm totally serious. I could not tell if it was something you put up your ass or you put your dick in.
I thought that too, yeah.
MyHixel Control. This solution combines our new stimulation device...
Because I actually thought, like, if this is something you stick up your ass and it makes you come instantly, that's actually a really cool product.
I would love that, yeah.
Control ejaculation in just
weeks. Like, I'm thinking, like, you put the thing up your ass, and then you open up the app and you hit a button, and it just zaps you, and your cum just shoots out your dick right away.
Countdown, 10, 9, here we go.
If they fucking figured that out... You can have my 20K if you figured that out with a simple object up your ass with a simple insertion. You can, cool.
This is a thing that you put your cock into.
This is just a sucking thing. Look, this is proliferating on TikTok. I'm now getting two massive TikTok things happening to me. Number one is the video that says post to view, which I think means I have to click post, like I'm gonna repost the video, whatever it is, and then I get to see it. Which is totally fucking psycho. I don't know how that's working on anyone. Weird. But that's what I'm seeing. The other thing I'm seeing is the one where it's like somebody doing a joke about the sucking toy. That's like, my dad got this new flashlight and it works really, really well. And then he pushes the button. It's like...
I love seeing the same joke over and over and over again. It rocks.
But I don't think it's a joke. I think it's the company selling the toy that's doing the guerrilla marketing of the toy to say... This is like a cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just so exhausted.
MyHixel 2 provides the most realistic sensation of penetration ever. And how's this combination work? Well, that's easy. The activities included in this program are performed in unison.
Is that guy actually looking at the app and holding the thing, or is it digitally?
Real and effective way.
This guy is.
That guy looks like that was real.
Version of MyHixel's first.
The over the shoulder shot where he's holding the coming app is always suspect to me. But
it's helped thousands of men to improve their ejaculatory control.
It's really improved our sex life and greatly helped me in, my performance and everything.
Was it going in the background just then? Bro, you left it on during the video. I can hear it sucking you.
Yeah, this thing is... great!
We're proud to present, exclusively on Kickstarter, My Hixel Control, the ultimate solution for ejaculation control.
I don't know.
Design the My Hixel Plus app.
So is it not making you come, or is it making you come?
The My Hixel 2. In the first place, the Play Control program now uses AI, helping you customize your progress and making it 100% adapted to your needs. This allows you to keep track of your results in real time.
What?
See how you are improving.
You like hit the button when you come and it like tracks your...
This version of our My Hixel 2 simulation device, including new features and functionalities. A new anatomical interior that's even more...
Don't show me the realistic...
Waterproof system, as well as improved vibration and warming systems, Bluetooth connection, and movement and speed sensors that allow you to track...
It does blow you.
Yeah, it jacks your shit
this
up and down.
This is our first time here.
In 2018, before launching our first version onto the market, we came here, and you guys supported us with our first campaign.
Since then, we've sold more than 15,000 units.
Holy shit. That's a lot. These guys are working now with the crowdfunding formula, Perkfection, Backer Crew, Backer Mini, the crowdfunding formula, and TCFPR. Everybody is on this one here. All the gang is here. MyHixel, the first time around, did raise $76,000 the first time around. And I'm still honestly not sure what it does.
It's
improving your ejaculation time. Okay, so that means making you not come quite as much. But so why is it that it's talking about how good it feels? Wouldn't the idea be that it doesn't feel that good and you can hang around
maybe
for a while?
Maybe you put your cock in this thing and it like gets you to the point of orgasm, JF, and then it stops or something. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I think we're going to have to get one and just test it.
Is this really a computer that edges you? Is that what this is?
This is the future. We're in the future.
I can't believe that they're trying to replace us with robots. We will edge our own selves. We don't need... This is really, really weird to me. I didn't... Or is it the thing where it's like they're selling it as a sexual wellness tool and it's not really...
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
probably.
For sucking you off. Like, it's just a...
Probably.
That's the cover. That's just like
should
saying
up,
it's a cool flashlight.
Should hit up Zoe and ask her about it.
Yeah. Zoe, if you're listening, tell us what the MyHixel, the suck-off toy, does, and we won't get one. Wink.
Oh no.
I was winking, bro. That's the MyHixel. They are they're off the races on this one. $45,801 pledged.
Wow.
Of $20,742, 239 backers. 39 days to go. These guys know how to make you come, and they are making money at the same time. And between cum and money, don't make me choose. That, my friends, was the six pack. It's almost the end of the show as well. We got time for one more segment. It's called That's Where You Come In.
Ooh, you're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-KISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right. This is part of the look. We've had a deluge of newsletters hitting the YKS inbox of late. Most of them absolute dog shit I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. But there is one that's actually pretty decent that I've been enjoying. Mike, I know you've been enjoying this one as well. Someone hooked us up with the Tony Posnansky newsletter.
That's right. I was wondering what that guy was up to. And yeah. Now we know. We got a direct line to whatever's going on with this guy.
Well, it's unfortunate because, of course, everyone and their brother has been blocked by Posnansky on Twitter, whether it was, you know, being rude or whether it was just genuinely asking, can I buy some of the art that you say that you want to sell all of the fucking time on here? That'll get you a block as well. Or just sometimes simply, in my case, just existing and just being like a chill guy will actually get you.
He did block me. Why did he block me?
Yeah.
Why the H would you block me?
Hate this wonderful man? It's a shame, but it is true. His block finger is trigger happy. But now we do know what's going on with him in his day-to-day life. I think I was reading one time where he was like, God, what is something about sports cards? He was talking about selling sports cards, and he was like, I don't know if I still want to sell sports cards or whatever. Go check out my sports cards.
I see the newsletters come through in the inbox, and I just laugh at the title of it because it's so funny. It's like, what was his last one? Let me see.
Yeah, there's quite a few. He's prolific, really.
Nothing lasts forever. Everybody needs to calm down. Oh, this one. I am fat and Twitter, health, and welcome.
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, a lot of stuff about Twitter in this guy's newsletter seems to come up.
Not blocked.
Now that I think about it, it might have been me that subscribed you guys to this.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
All right.
Not blocked on the YKS account, which means it's open season for harassment on this guy. I will be harassing this guy.
But I thought I would read a brief excerpt from a recent newsletter of his and just check in. He says here, this is just one of the subheads here because he broke his newsletter up into various subjects. This one is hurricane. Well, it looks like Nicole is coming to fuck some shit up in Florida. I hate hurricanes. I hate them because I want to know exactly what the weather is going to be. And a hurricane is like, okay, we are going to fuck you up. Ha ha, just kidding. Ha ha, just kidding again. Aha, fuck your roof. But we already have some supplies. And look, worst case, I will use my 12 chargers just for my phone so I can tweet. I don't really know what that, I don't know what any of that means really, but it sounds like he had a little bit of anxiety around the weather event, which, you know, reasonable. Is if you don't know that it's all controlled by Obama, then I can understand you being a little bit anxious about it. Then under the next subhead, art. Okay, this is not your stress, this is mine. I have been trying to figure out if selling my art is worth it or not. I feel like I am kind of a pain or a burden when I promote it, but honestly, I have so many ideas and want to make so much. I do think I will be selling again. And trust me, I will have plenty after tomorrow night. I think that was right before the midterm elections, probably. So I thought, well, it sounded like he was really on the edge of giving up his art practice.
Please don't, sir. We need you.
We need your art right now.
We need you to make these horrible little drawings.
Yeah, so I clicked on the, basically the two types of post that you will get from Tony is, number one, I feel like shit today, and then right after that, huge art mood today. And there's just something about the art, saying art mood, it drives me, it's the nails on a chalkboard to me, huge art mood. I just hate that fucking phrase. But here's one for Nancy Pelosi. Thank you for everything, Nancy Pelosi. Let's how to describe this. So we got a few different typefaces here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the one up here that's a sort of like a script, thank you for, and then everything is in big block letters.
Yeah. And then Nancy Pelosi. And then the worst drawing of Nancy Pelosi I've ever seen in my entire life. And she says, it was a pleasure to serve under three presidents and one loser.
It looks like glue laser,
but
I think it's
glue laser. And then his big, big signature on it or whatever.
His signature is as big as
stick figure drawings. I like this one for Carrie Lake. Is that her name? Kari Lake, whatever the fuck it is. Carrie Lake is a huge loser. And he's got the outline of the state of Arizona here, but it's so obvious he was like tracing it or something because the line thickness is like, it rocks. You made the right choice with Katie Hobbs, Arizona.
And she's saying that?
She's saying that? Why would she? And he drew a little platform because he... I love this so much.
What I think is interesting is the little subject, midterms art, it says here. Midterms art. Normally, I wouldn't think the artist writes down like what the subject of the art is. Normally, they just leave that to the art, right?
Most low effort fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. This one legit is a stick figure.
Yeah.
Drawing. It says, you are loved, you are wanted, you are needed, you are beautiful, you are special, you are worth it. And the stick figure is holding a shitty heart. Can't even draw a heart?
Well, what I've noticed.
Did you see the heart?
I did see the heart.
But Jesus Christ.
He stopped using the stickers. For a while, he was using the stickers on everything. There would be like a little cartoon hippo at the bottom that was like, you can do it. Whatever.
He's a crazy guy.
I don't think at any point he thought that he was going to give up art, because this is a steady stream of the guy doing art.
And people are buying it.
I don't know that anyone is. The only time I've seen anyone be successful in buying it is the people who bought it for Block Party. For you,
yeah.
And it was, and it was like, they had it at the show. Dan, didn't they have it at the live show up there?
Yeah, I think we tried to sell it, and then someone almost bought it, but then no one was at the merch table to take their money or something. I don't know what the deal
And then
was.
They found some toilet paper on their own, and they didn't need it anymore.
Yeah. I think we still have it somewhere. I think we're doing a giveaway involving it or something, along with the Booty Jordans as well, maybe.
That's smart. Yeah, Mike left those there. Mike, did you know you left them there?
I gave them to somebody to give away, and nobody gave them away, and now John just has them. I think John just wanted a pair of shoes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Sounds like
John, that. Buddy, if you need shoes,
I'll
just
buy you a pair, bro.
I'll buy you a pair of shoes.
He's got enough pairs. You saw them.
John's shoes?
I didn't see John's shoes.
I didn't see his shoes. Were they behind the board game shelf?
Behind the fucking...
No, they're just right by the door there on a big shelf, like dozens of pairs.
If you he's got a secret bookcase shelf. If you pull on the board game for Battle Axe, the Sovereign Serenity of 2000 AD, you pull that, fucking go back. We got a bunch of Nikes and stuff like that. Whatever the fuck, crazy ass. Anyways,
he's a total loser, isn't he? No. Come on.
Chill. Chill out, John. Chill out, John. Come on, man.
He's being crazy.
Dan told us to say that. He said, I'm going to send you the Tony Posnanski newsletter. I need you to riff on John being crazy afterwards. I was like, Dan, I don't want to do that. He's my friend.
Guess we got a clip for this week's show.
No!
Hey, Mike and Jesse. Question for you all. When Austin Powers loses his mojo and it's like, I don't know, it's all goopy and in that vial. What is that? What is his mojo? Is that like, I always thought of it as like maybe his nuts and like the contents of his nuts. But I don't know. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. So let me know. Bye.
Yep. It's his nuts.